Carol Kane. She is the host and executive producer for the award-winning, just the most awesome, awesome TV show on the planet Earth.
Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
You like that?
Yeah, I do, really. Can you come and do that and say that on CBS for me, please?
Especially around contract time.
That's right. There we go. There we go. What's going on?
Not much. Carol Kane, of course, with Michigan Matters, but she also writes a column which focuses on politics and business, and you manage to incorporate politics and entertainment in Sunday's column with Jeff Daniels.
There we go. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, politics, sports, and business, it's all the same thing. There's winners and there are losers in this, and that's, I have endless fodder to write about. And had a chance to talk with actor and comedian and musician Jeff Daniels about what he's doing in Chelsea there with the Purple Rose Theater. And he's been a big champion of the movie incentives, which we know in the state are under siege, and a lot of people talking about what to do about these things. We've got the most lucrative incentives in the country right now amongst all the 50 states. And Rick Snyder has said he's going to take a look at them, figure out whether to keep them, tweak them, or get rid of them at some stage of the game. So I wrote about what Jeff had to say. And it's interesting because he said when he and Mitch Albom and Mike Binder, another filmmaker from Michigan, went to Lansing a couple years ago to talk to legislators, just explain a little bit about it, didn't tell them what to do, basically just said, hey, here's the deal. This is what it could potentially do. Whatever you guys want to do is fine. So they approved them. Governor Granholm signed off, and it's been a success depending on the point of view who you're talking to. But anyway, so they're being looked at now. Rick Snyder is going to look at them, and Jeff Daniels will be sitting down, in fact, with the governor-elect sometime in the next couple of weeks here to just kind of give his two cents on all.
And he's got a big fundraiser coming up, his annual Jeff Daniels and Friends.
He does. Well, you know, he's such a gifted, I think so many people think of some of the movies, Terms of Endearment, Dumb and Dumber, some of the other things, but he is also a very gifted musician. He writes his own music, and interesting, just talking to him, he taught himself how to play the guitar, writes music, so he'll be performing this coming Saturday at the at the Michigan Theater, raising money, and he has all homegrown talent there. In fact, they've got the hot dog vendor singer at the Detroit Tigers game, the guy who sings the opera that he's written a song about, who will make a surprise appearance, and it's just a really good time. And I know he fashioned what he's doing here with this from something similar that Arlo Guthrie does in New York City. He saw it, thought it was so cool. So Jeff Daniels, God bless him, has been a huge Michigan champion for the state for years and years and decades, long before the movie incentives and MEDC and Pure Michigan. He has been talking up Michigan and building his career from Chelsea.
All right, Carolyn, before we let you go, that Kwame Kilpatrick story involving the stripper Tamara Green won't go away. More information being released, and that was front page news on the Detroit in the Detroit News and the Detroit Free Press, and it looks like Kwame is going to be in more hot water.
You know, Kwame Kilpatrick, he is the gift that keeps giving to the media. The stories don't end. You think it's done, boom, here comes round two. So even from prison, even from what's going on with him, his poor mother lost the election and probably a huge chunk had to do with fallout, collateral damage from what was going on with her son. Boy, I wonder what Kwame Kilpatrick really thinks about these days, if he has any remorse about any of this.
And what are you working on for the rest of the week?
Well, you know, it's funny. I've got to sit down with Sheriff Mark Hackle, who is going to take over as the first county executive in Macomb, which is going to change the dynamics of politics in Southeast Michigan and the state, because as the three county goes, so much of the state goes.
All right. Thanks so much, Carol. Always love talking with you.
Happy Thanksgiving.